Jennifer Hartman's Older has captivated readers with its raw exploration of forbidden love across age boundaries. This emotionally charged novel has become a TikTok sensation, with countless videos featuring readers sobbing through its final chapters. Celebrities like Colleen Hoover have praised Hartman's ability to make readers feel everything through her prose. What makes this story particularly compelling is how it challenges our preconceptions about age gap relationships, asking difficult questions about consent, power dynamics, and the true nature of love. Set against the backdrop of 1990s America, complete with nostalgic references to Oasis, Radiohead, and video rental stores, the novel takes us on a journey that begins with a chance meeting between 17-year-old Hallie and 34-year-old Reed, a connection that will irrevocably change both their lives forever. Hallie Foster's childhood is defined by violence and neglect. Her father's belt whips across her back for infractions as innocent as trying to save an injured rabbit with a Band-Aid. Her mother remains perpetually unconscious, drowning in gin and indifference. These early experiences shape Hallie's understanding of love and safety, or rather, their absence. When we meet her at 17, she's already developed a hard shell, believing that love is nothing but a building block for collapse. Her cynicism serves as armor against further hurt. Reed Stevens carries his own scars, both literal and figurative. A former paramedic who witnessed humanity's darkest moments, he now runs a self-defense studio, transforming his trauma into protection for others. His most defining role, however, is as father to Tara, his teenage daughter from a failed marriage. Reed's protective instincts run deep, shaped by his own troubled past with an estranged brother who once left him bleeding in an alley after a drug deal gone wrong. Their paths cross at a lake party, where Reed is looking for his daughter and Hallie is escaping the noise. Standing ankle-deep in water while Reed remains on shore, they share an unexpectedly intimate conversation. This symbolic positioning, Hallie in the water, Reed on land, becomes a recurring motif throughout their story, representing the boundaries between them. Despite the instant connection, when Reed discovers Hallie's age, he walks away, determined to maintain appropriate boundaries. Fate, however, has other plans. Through a series of coincidences that feel like destiny, Hallie becomes best friends with Reed's daughter Tara, and eventually moves in with Tara and her mother Whitney after escaping her abusive home. The proximity forces Reed and Hallie to confront their attraction while navigating the complex web of family loyalties and social expectations. As Hallie begins to rebuild her life away from her abusive father, she finds herself drawn to Reed's strength and stability. When she witnesses him defending his daughter through self-defense training, she asks him to teach her as well. "I never want to feel helpless again," she tells him. "Turn me into someone powerful, brave, confident, someone who can turn fear into strength." These training sessions become the catalyst for their deepening bond. Reed sees beyond Hallie's trauma to her inherent resilience, while Hallie recognizes in Reed someone who truly sees her. During one particularly intense session, Reed ambushes Hallie without warning, testing her reflexes. When she successfully defends herself, he places her hand over her racing heart. "Feel that?" he asks. "Fear," she whispers. "No, power." This transformation from victim to survivor forms the emotional core of Hallie's journey. Through Reed's guidance, she begins to reclaim her body and agency after years of abuse. She takes up photography, capturing life's fleeting blips, those seemingly insignificant moments that later mean everything. Her camera becomes both shield and window, allowing her to process her experiences while creating something beautiful from her pain. Reed's healing is more subtle but equally profound. In Hallie, he finds someone who challenges his protective instincts while respecting his boundaries. Their relationship forces him to confront his own fears about vulnerability and control. "Living through fear, not in it," he tells her. "You recognize it, channel it, don't smother it. There is no weakness in fear. You just can't let it dictate your next move." What makes Older so compelling is its nuanced exploration of interpersonal boundaries and ethical considerations in relationships. The novel thoughtfully examines the dynamics between Reed and Hallie, addressing complex questions about responsibility, maturity, and personal autonomy. The narrative carefully establishes the legal framework while focusing on deeper psychological and social implications. The story explores multiple layers of social and interpersonal dynamics. Reed holds several positions of responsibility as an instructor, mentor, and family friend, creating a complex web of social obligations and expectations. His role as his student's parent adds another dimension to these considerations. Throughout the narrative, Reed demonstrates awareness of these complexities, attempting to maintain appropriate professional boundaries despite mutual emotional connections. Their interactions during mundane activities like roller skating sessions reveal underlying psychological tensions that both parties must navigate. The narrative examines how personal history influences current relationships and decision-making. Hallie's past experiences have shaped her perspective on trust and security, leading her to value Reed's stable presence. Similarly, Reed's protective instincts evolve in unexpected ways, creating internal conflict between his various roles and responsibilities. The story illustrates how personal growth and healing can create complex interpersonal situations that challenge conventional boundaries. When their carefully maintained social boundaries shift, the consequences affect everyone in their circle. Reed's daughter Tara's reaction prompts important discussions about power dynamics in relationships, drawing comparisons to other situations that force all parties to examine their choices more critically. During an emotional discussion, Hallie expresses her perspective on their relationship, highlighting the complex interplay between support and dependency, protection and autonomy. The novel presents a sophisticated examination of human relationships without offering simplified judgments. Through detailed character development and psychological insight, it encourages readers to consider important questions about consent, age-based power dynamics, and the balance between protective instincts and personal agency. The story demonstrates how well-intentioned individuals can find themselves navigating ethically complex situations that resist easy categorization or resolution. Faced with Tara's discovery and the potential destruction of her friendship with Hallie, Reed makes a devastating choice that reverberates through both their lives. He constructs an elaborate lie, claiming he manipulated Hallie's feelings and made her believe we had something real so I could keep her in my bed. This calculated self-sacrifice, designed to preserve Hallie's relationship with Tara, comes at an enormous personal cost, destroying not only his reputation in their tight-knit artistic community, but also severing the delicate bond he'd built with his daughter. The weight of this deception hangs heavy, transforming him from a respected mentor into a perceived predator overnight. The aftermath of his lie creates rippling consequences. Hallie, devastated but resilient, accepts an opportunity to move to Charleston with Reed's former student, Scotty, while Reed remains behind to attempt reconciliation with a daughter who now views him with suspicion and disgust. Their final conversation becomes a masterclass in bittersweet honesty, where Reed finally confesses his deep love for Hallie while simultaneously explaining why they can't be together. "You're 19 years old, and I'm 36," he reasons, his voice heavy with resignation. "I can't marry you. I'm not having any more babies." His insistence that she pursue her dreams rather than sacrifice them for a relationship that no one will ever condone reveals both his wisdom and his heartbreak. Their separation evolves into years of careful distance, marked only by necessary professional emails and occasional updates through mutual acquaintances. Hallie immerses herself in Charleston's vibrant art scene, working as an administrator at Reed's East Coast studio while developing her own distinctive voice in photography. Meanwhile, Reed remains in Illinois, going through the motions of teaching and creating, his depression manifesting in increasingly experimental and dark artwork. Their parallel lives become a study in quiet endurance, each carrying the weight of their unfulfilled love. The novel explores this separation with unflinching honesty, delving deep into the psychological toll of choosing duty over desire. Hallie describes living with their separation as living with a phantom limb, a constant awareness of absence that never fully heals. She finds herself searching for Reed's features in every crowd, starting emails she'll never send, and seeing their story in every photograph she takes. Reed's attempts to move on prove equally futile. He admits that nothing has worked out in subsequent relationships, each one falling short of what he found with Hallie. Their love persists as an immutable force, defying time, distance, and their own attempts to forget, becoming both their anchor and their burden. The path to reconciliation begins not with Reed and Hallie, but with Tara, whose journey from anger to understanding forms the emotional core of their resolution. After 2 years of painful estrangement from her father, she discovers Hallie's carefully preserved scrapbook, a chronicle of moments both mundane and meaningful. Among the collected memories, one photograph stops her cold. Reed looking at Hallie with such raw, unguarded love that it challenges everything Tara thought she knew. The simple caption beneath reads, "He sees me," written in Hallie's flowing script, capturing a truth Tara had refused to acknowledge. Through long conversations with her mother, Whitney, Tara begins to untangle the complexities of adult relationships and the nature of genuine love. Whitney helps her daughter understand the crucial distinction between her friend's traumatic experience with a predatory teacher and what exists between Reed and Hallie, a relationship founded on mutual respect, shared passions, and deep understanding. "Forgiveness isn't about them," Whitney explains during a late-night kitchen conversation. "It's about you. It's about releasing yourself from the burden of anger. That weight you're carrying, you're the only one feeling it now." This maternal wisdom becomes the catalyst for Tara's transformation. She begins to recognize how her pain, while valid, has calcified into something that hurts not only her father, but herself. In a gesture that speaks volumes, she leaves that same powerful photograph at Reed's door, adding her own note, "I see it too, Dad," three simple words that bridge years of silence. Reed's subsequent move to Charleston marks not just a geographical shift, but an emotional homecoming. He finds Hallie where their story began, standing ankle-deep in the Atlantic, her camera hanging forgotten around her neck. The scene mirrors their first meeting, but now the air between them holds possibility instead of restraint. "She understands this is real," Reed tells Hallie, his voice thick with emotion as he shares Tara's blessing. "She doesn't want to be the forever wedge between us." The epilogue reveals the full circle of their journey, Reed and Hallie's wedding in 2000, celebrated on the very beach where they first connected. Their family grows in unexpected ways when they become foster parents and eventually adopt twins, a boy and girl, who bring new dimensions of joy to their lives. Together, they build a thriving community around their training studios and photography business, their creative partnership as strong as their personal one. Years later, when their adopted son asks innocently about their love story over dinner, Hallie catches Reed's eye across the table. In that shared look lies volumes, the complexity of their past, the joy of their present, and the peace they found in their truth. "I'll tell you when you're older," Hallie answers, squeezing her son's hand, acknowledging both the delicate nature of their history and the beautiful life they've built despite and perhaps because of the obstacles they've overcome. Time serves as both barrier and healer throughout older, weaving a complex tapestry of growth, understanding, and transformation. The age gap between Reed and Hallie, 12 years that initially seem insurmountable, represents more than just chronological distance. It embodies different life stages, disparate cultural touchstones, and subtle power imbalances that shape their early interactions. Reed's established career and life experience stands in stark contrast to Hallie's emerging adulthood and artistic exploration. The novel's intricate structure reinforces this temporal dance, with chapters alternating between past and present, Hallie's perspective, and Reed's. This dual timeline approach allows readers to witness the gradual evolution of their relationship through both sets of eyes. What begins as inappropriate attraction, laden with guilt on Reed's part and uncertainty on Hallie's, develops into something more nuanced. Through time's lens, readers watch as mutual respect blooms, professional admiration grows, and eventually an equal partnership emerges from the ashes of their initial power differential. Photography emerges as a powerful metaphor throughout the narrative. Hallie's chosen medium becomes a reflection of time's passage itself. Her passion for capturing life's fleeting blips speaks to the human desire to freeze moments in amber, to hold on to what time inevitably transforms. Her photographs document not just events, but emotional landscapes, the tentative early days of their connection, the passionate heights of their affair, the hollow spaces of their separation. When Reed begins taking photos for Hallie during their time apart, it evolves into something more profound than simple documentation. "It keeps you close," he explains, "like you're right there with me, pressing the button." These images become a bridge across time and distance, each snapshot a letter without words. The passage of years ultimately serves as the story's greatest catalyst for change. Time allows Hallie to develop her artistic voice, establish her career, and grow into her own person outside of Reed's influence. Similarly, it enables Reed to move beyond his protective instincts and see Hallie as she truly becomes, not a young woman to shelter, but an equal partner in life and love. Their journey demonstrates how time doesn't just heal wounds, it fundamentally reshapes our understanding of ourselves and others, turning what once seemed impossible into something natural and right. The novel's 1990s setting provides a rich soundtrack that becomes integral to Reed and Hallie's love story, weaving through their narrative like an invisible thread connecting their most significant moments. Oasis's Wonderwall emerges as their unofficial theme song, first playing over the grocery store's tinny speakers during their chance encounter, where Hallie was restocking cereal boxes and Reed was buying milk for his sister, and later hummed by Reed as they dance in the moonlit ocean during their emotional reunion. The song's lyrics about salvation and belief mirror how they view each other, as the ones who saved them from their respective traumas, offering hope when everything else seemed lost. The carefully curated musical references span the decade's most evocative artists, from Radiohead's melancholic Fake Plastic Trees playing during their first secret meeting, to Pearl Jam's Black underscoring their forced separation, to Toad the Wet Sprocket's Walk on the Ocean accompanying their coastal drives. Each song creates an emotional landscape that enhances the story's nostalgic quality while marking pivotal moments in their relationship. The music serves as a time capsule, preserving their memories in amber. When Reed presents Hallie with the new Oasis CD, What's the Story, Morning Glory, for her 18th birthday, it becomes more than just a gift. It's a tangible symbol of their connection, complete with handwritten notes in the liner notes highlighting lyrics that reminded him of her. This gesture gains deeper meaning during a later family game night, where Hallie cleverly draws a morning glory flower with a boombox, a reference to the album that only Reed recognizes. Their shared glance across the room creates an intimate moment of understanding, a secret language spoken through music and memory. The musical backdrop functions simultaneously as timekeeper and emotional register, marking the progression of their relationship while amplifying its intensity. Songs become timestamps for their journey. Counting Crows' A Long December plays during their first almost kiss, The Cranberries' Dreams accompanies their first real one, and REM's Night Swimming becomes their anthem for late-night beach encounters. When Reed appears at Hallie's house after her disastrous prom night, where her date abandoned her, his choice to play Save the Last Dance for Me on his car stereo transforms their dance under the stars into something profound, a bittersweet acknowledgement of their impossible situation, a moment of perfect understanding captured in the space between notes. Ultimately, Older is about the profound courage required to pursue happiness in the face of intense social judgment and familiar disapproval. Both Reed and Hallie must grapple with whether their love is worth the potential damage to other relationships, particularly Reed's complex bond with his daughter, who initially sees their relationship as a betrayal of her mother's memory and a threat to her own place in her father's life. The novel doesn't offer easy reassurances that their choice is universally right or wrong. Instead, it presents the messy reality of human connection, that sometimes love develops in inconvenient, complicated ways that force difficult choices. Through intimate scenes of family dinners gone wrong, painful confrontations with friends, and quiet moments of doubt, the story illustrates how societal expectations can wound even the most genuine connections. What matters is not the absence of complications, but how those involved navigate them with honesty, respect, and unwavering commitment to open dialogue. Reed faces scrutiny from his peer group, who question his motives and judgment, while Hallie confronts skepticism from her family about giving up traditional milestones like having children. Their journey involves careful negotiations with Reed's teenage daughter, who must adjust to seeing her father as not just a parent, but a person with his own needs for companionship. The story delves deep into the psychological toll of defending one's choices against well-meaning but judgmental friends and family members. In the end, Reed and Hallie's happiness emerges not from ignoring these complications, but from facing them directly, waiting patiently for understanding, making necessary sacrifices, and trusting that genuine love deserves a chance despite its imperfect circumstances. They learn to weather disapproving glances in public, navigate holiday gatherings with grace, and build new traditions that honor both their relationship and their existing family bonds. Their story reminds us that while society's boundaries serve important protective functions, they sometimes fail to account for the beautiful complexity of human connection and the various forms authentic love can take. As Hallie reflects in the epilogue, they've built the life I once only dreamed of, a home filled with love, healing, and the privilege of growing old together with someone who truly knows me. This privilege of growing older together, the very thing that seemed impossible given their age difference, becomes the ultimate fulfillment of their love story's promise. Their journey demonstrates that true happiness often requires the courage to challenge conventional wisdom and the patience to let understanding develop naturally over time. Perhaps the most profound theme in Older is the transformative power of being truly seen by another person. For Hallie, whose entire childhood was defined by invisibility, a mother too drunk to notice her, a father who saw only her flaws, Reed's ability to recognize her strength and resilience is revolutionary. "He sees me," she writes beneath his photograph, capturing the essence of why their connection matters beyond physical attraction or emotional comfort. Similarly, Reed finds in Hallie someone who understands his protective instincts without being diminished by them, who challenges him to grow while accepting his imperfections. Their relationship transcends the physical to become a profound recognition of each other's essential nature. This mutual seeing creates a foundation strong enough to withstand separation, judgment, and the passage of time. It transforms what might have been merely inappropriate attraction into something worthy of fighting for, a love based not on idealization or power dynamics, but on genuine understanding and acceptance. In this way, Older offers a nuanced perspective on relationships that cross conventional boundaries. Without dismissing the valid concerns such relationships raise, it suggests that true connection, the kind that sees beyond surface differences to the essential person beneath, has a validity that deserves consideration, not as a justification for inappropriate behavior, but as a reminder that human connection sometimes defies our attempts to categorize it neatly. The novel's final image, Reed and Hallie dancing in the ocean, no longer separated by the shoreline that divided them at their first meeting, symbolizes this transcendence. They have found their way to each other not by ignoring boundaries, but by respecting them, waiting for the right time, and earning the understanding of those they love. Their happiness feels earned precisely because they never took the easy path to claim it.